The kid noticed his horse and knew it was a sign of danger. Moving with the smooth, efficient grace of a panther, he stood and set the cup on the rock. He reached down and picked up his Winchester from the ground where he'd placed it next to the bedroll he'd already spread out. As quietly as he could, he slid into the brush, leaving the tiny fire crackling behind him. The buckskin had scented another horse. Fine, thought the kid. If somebody was out there in the darkness, he wanted to draw them in, making them easier to deal with. He wore a black hat, black coat, black trousers, and boots, helping him blend into the shadows. He waited patiently. Time stretched out, but time didn't have much meaning for him anymore. He didn't have anywhere he had to be at any particular time. He didn't have anywhere he had to be, period. No one he knew would be looking for him. Conrad Browning's lawyers were aware that he was alive, but they didn't know where he was. They ran the businesses and banked the profits, and that was the way it would be for the foreseeable future. Frank Morgan knew too, but Frank was even more of a drifter than his son. People called him the Drifter, in fact. He was one of the last truly fast guns. He was off somewhere doing whatever it was he did. He had made it clear the last time he and the kid saw each other that he would respect his son's desire for privacy. So whoever was skulking around, it wasn't a friend of his. It might not necessarily be an enemy, but he was going to assume the worst until he learned otherwise. After a few more minutes, he heard someone approaching. So there was more than one of them, and they were looking for him. They had tracked him by his campfire. He had considered making a cold camp, but didn't think it was necessary. He'd believed he was alone on the mountainside.
Spread out. Noise over there. Hard road. Take the left flank. Murphy, go right. Kennard and I will take the middle.
So there were at least five men searching for him. Or rather, searching for somebody. He didn't think they had reason to be after him, but he'd been mixed up in enough trouble over the past year, he was bound to have left some enemies behind him. Maybe he ought to confront them, demand to know who they were looking for. If it came to a fight, 5-1 odds were pretty steep, but he had faced worse. The kid could see the fire from where he crouched in the brush. The flames had died down to embers, but they still glowed redly. The smell of wood smoke hung in the air, along with the smell of Arbuckle's coffee. It was enough to lead one of the men right to the camp. A moment later, the kid's keen eyes vaguely made out the dark shapes of the others as they converged on the clearing and stepped out into the open.
He was here.
He's still here, somewhere. His horse is unsaddled and hobbled right over there. He can't be far off. We'll spread out and look for him.
Hey, where'd Haggerty go? Who gives a damn about Haggerty? If he wandered off, that means there'll be one less of us with a claim on that reward money, don't it?
Yeah, you're right, Deke. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Reward? What was going on? There was no reward on the kid's head, at least not as far as he knew. He had broken plenty of laws. In fact, he had killed men in cold blood, but he had never been charged with anything. These manhunters had the wrong man. Maybe he ought to step out and tell them that, he thought. But would they believe him? Or would they just start shooting and ask questions later? He decided to lie low and wait them out. If they spread out like their leader had said, he might be able to jump them one at a time and put them out of action. He didn't want to kill anybody unless he had to, but he would defend himself. Once again, the man in charge, Deke, that was his name, separated the others. They moved off, heading up the heavily forested hillside. One of them moved straight toward the spot where the kid waited in the brush. With infinite patience, the kid remained motionless. The searcher was going to pass just to his right. Silently, he lifted the Winchester, waited until the man stepped past him, and slammed the rifle butt against the back of the man's neck. The man dropped like a rock, out cold. He'd never had a chance to cry out. He hadn't made much noise falling down, but it was enough to alert one of the other men. He turned and bounded through the brush toward the kid.
Harpo! You all right?
There was no time to do anything except confront the man. The kid used the Winchester again, whipping the stock around so it smashed across the man's jaw. He went down hard.
Over there! Hart, Grove, and Murphy must have cornered him.
Things were about to get worse, but at least the kid had whittled down the odds a little.
Don't kill him! They won't
They? Who were they? The kid didn't have time to ponder that as one of the men charged him. He went low, thrust out a booted foot, and his legs swept the man's legs out from under him. The man plunged headfirst into a pine tree. The man didn't get up, didn't even move.
Hargrove, Murphy, Lewis, answer me, damn it!
Deke, I don't like this. You know what he's like. He might have killed all of them by now.
Shut up! There's five of us and only one of him.
There was five of us. You heard. They didn't answer.
The two men were to the kid's right. He circled behind them as they cast back and forth looking for their companions and the man they were hunting. The kid thought it was pathetic. They weren't professional manhunters, that was for sure. Probably cowboys whose heads had been filled up with the thought of getting their hands on some reward money. He didn't want to hurt them, but he knew they were dangerous. They would spook easily and start shooting again, and a bullet didn't care who pulled the trigger. They might actually spray enough lead around to hit him by accident. He moved up in the shadows behind one of the men, drew his Colt, and pressed the revolver's barrel against a suddenly stiffening back.
Don't move, mister, or I'll blow your spine in two.
Oh my God, Deke! He's got me, Deke!
I didn't tell you to yell, Kennard.
You know who I am?
Yeah. And if you don't get the hell off this mountain and take your friends with you, I'll show up some night when you don't know I'm anywhere around. You know what'll happen then, don't you, Kennard?
Maybe.
Drop your guns. I want to hear them hit the ground.
Deke! You better come up here where I can see you, Deke, or I'll kill your partner!
Well, take it easy. There's no need for anybody to die.
Then why'd you come up here hunting me?
I said drop your guns. You too, Deke. Step out where I can see and get those guns on the ground.
You gotta do what he says, Deke! He knows who we are, damn it!
Deke stepped into the open. He put his rifle on the ground, drew a revolver from a holster at his waist, and dropped it as well. Kennard threw his rifle down and fumbled his gun from its holster.
That's it! We're disarmed!
No hideout guns?
No, I swear!
Deke, sit down next to that tree. Kennard, take your belt off and use it to tie him to the trunk.
What? What are you gonna do to me?
I'll kill you if you don't do what I tell you.
Deke sat down where the kid ordered. Kennard lashed him securely to the narrow trunk of a fairly small pine.
What about me?
Turn around.
Oh, God. Oh, no, mister. Please don't kill me. Please, you can't.
The kid hit Kennard over the back of the head with the butt of his Colt. Kennard's knees unhinged and dumped him on the ground at Deke's feet.
Your other three men are scattered along the slope here, knocked out. One of them hit his head pretty hard against a tree. Hope he's not hurt too bad.
You made the worst mistake of your life, Bledsoe.
I sort of doubt that. And I'm not...
What felt like a giant fist smashed into his body and drove him forward. He ran into a tree and bounced off. Pain filled the kid and made his head spin crazily. Forcing his eyes open, he saw a pair of booted feet stop right beside him. The man bent over him.
Yeah, you made a mistake, all right. You just didn't know it. You turned your back on me.
Haggerty! Haggerty, you got him! Let me loose and we'll get the others and take him in!
And split the reward six ways when I earned it by myself? The hell with that.
You can't collect it if he's dead.
He's not dead. I just creased him. He's stunned now, but he'll live.
You gotta let me loose anyway. You can't just leave us all up here like this.
Get yourself loose. I don't have time for you.
A hand grasped the kid's shoulder, rolled him onto his back.
I've been watching. I knew you were a dangerous man, Bledsoe, but I wasn't sure you could take all five of them like you did. Once I saw that, I knew I couldn't give you a chance.
I'm not...
I'm gonna need you to shut up for a while.